So for full dentures that are replacing all the missing teeth, there are two techniques that can be made to make them. The traditional method is to take the teeth out and heal anywhere from 1 to 4 weeks or longer before the denture's made. Most people aren't able to go for a very long time without teeth, either because of just the reality of their life. They may have a job where they don't feel comfortable working without teeth, or people worry about being able to eat certain things without teeth. So, you can start almost right away, but what you're going to end up with is a denture that doesn't fit very well because the gum and the gum line, the bone, they're going to change shape after the teeth come out. First, they're going to heal, but then they're going to remodel. If there's no teeth there, our body doesn't need quite so much bone. So I think people who start making dentures too quickly after the teeth come out will notice that they lose their fit fairly quickly. So what we normally find is people that are waiting 4 to 6 weeks or even slightly longer will get a more predictable fit. It's just sometimes very difficult for someone to wait that long. But when you make a denture with the traditional method, you're waiting till after the teeth have come out and the ridge have healed. And then you're beginning the molding process then, and you go through several try-in visits where you progressively try in first just the bite, like what are the dimensions of the denture, and then you try in what the teeth look like and what they feel like and what the bite feels like, and then the denture's made. So when you're doing all of those steps to get the absolute best fitting denture that you can, that takes about another 4 weeks to do. On top of the healing period. So with the traditional method of making dentures, you get the best fitting denture that you can get because you're taking the molds that determine how the denture fits, you're taking them after healing has occurred. And you have a chance to try every step of the process in. So you're not going to get a denture that's so short you can't see it. So it looks like you have no teeth at all, and you're not going to get a denture that's got teeth that look too big or wrong color or that are tilted at an angle. You're going to have a chance to try it in and make sure that everything sort of passes your muster before it gets processed and finished. But you're going to go for weeks or months to have it finished. So the other method for making a denture is what's called the immediate method. And some or all of the steps of making the denture are actually done before the teeth come out. So what's happening then is the same day or very shortly after the teeth come out, the actual denture's going in the mouth. So that has a very obvious advantage of you come with teeth and leave with teeth sort of thing. So there's very little time that you go without having teeth. But the drawback is all of the things that you get as a benefit from doing the traditional method of making a denture, you lose with the immediate. So you never have a chance to try in all of the teeth to make sure that the bite is correct or that the aesthetics, the color, the angulations and things like that. You never get a chance to try that in completely. Some people are already missing some teeth, so you can get a sort of an idea, but you still can't see the whole thing. And also, the denture is made on a ridge that hasn't healed, so the ridge and the gum and bone are going to shrink, so the denture will lose its fit when you do an immediate method. The other thing too is the fit is not very tight to start with because the lab is having to estimate where they think the gum line will be after the teeth come out. So they tend to make these dentures a little extra loose so that they don't interfere with the ridge while it's healing, which usually means that we have to add a temporary material so that they even fit snugly at all. So with the traditional denture, you get great predictable fit and aesthetics, but you have to go for a period of time without teeth. With the immediate method, you go straight from your natural teeth to the other teeth, but it's not as predictable because the fit is probably going to be looser and will definitely loosen even more during that first healing period. And you never get a chance to really try in everything. There are a lot of people, though, who do like their immediate dentures. And I think the more teeth that someone is already missing when the immediate denture is made, the more predictable that is. But you generally have to reline an immediate denture with acrylic somewhere in the first 6 months after they're made, just so they're not so loose on the gums. you can combine those two methods and you can make an immediate set of dentures that someone will wear temporarily and then make them a final set afterwards. But that kind of gets a little more complicated and costly doing it that way. Both methods work. They just have their pros and cons.